Three verses on liberation. Those who are students of the Maharishi's written works are aware that Upadesa Sara, Arunachala Pancharatna and the following selection, Muktaka Traya, are the only verses Sri Bhagavan composed in Sanskrit. Each of his compositions, written for whatever reason, exudes a crisp fragrance of truth and experience, guiding seekers to the final state of perfection. The verses comprising Muktaka Traya, three verses on liberation, were composed on different occasions and later collected together. The first of these, Ekam Aksharam, was written when a devotee, Soma Sundara Swami, went to Bhagavan with a new notebook and requested him to write one letter, Akshara, in it. Bhagavan replied with the punning Tamil verse, which he later translated into the Sanskrit. The second verse, Hridaye Kuhara Badhye, was written at the request of a devotee and appears in chapter 2 of Sri Ramana Gita. The third verse, written in 1927, later was translated into Tamil and included as verse number 10 of Ulladu Narpadu Anubandha, appendix to 40 verses on reality. Ekam Aksharam Hridi Nirantaram Basate Swayam Likhyate Katham. One, the one imperishable letter itself shines continually in the heart. How is it to be written? Hridaya Kuhara Madhye Kevalam Brahma Matram Hyaham Aham Iti Sakshat Atma Rupena Bhati Hridi Visa Manasa Swam Chinvata Majjata Va Pavana Kalana Rodhat Atma Nishto Bhavatvam. 2. In the center of the heart cave, Brahman alone shines in the form of the Self with immediacy as I. Enter into the heart by diving deep with the mind investigating itself or with control of the movement of the breath and abide in the Self. Deham Mran Maya Vaj Jadatmakam Aham Buddhirna Tasyas Yatho Naham Taddat Abhava Sukti Samaye Siddhatma Sadbhava Thakoham Bhava Yuta Kuto Vara Dhya Drasma Nistatmanam Soham Sfurti Tayaruna Kala Shiva Purno Vibhati Swayam. 3. The body, like things made of clay, is insentient in nature and has no I concept. Also, the existence of the Self is admitted at the time of sleep when there is non-existence of the body. Therefore, I am not the body. To those established as the Self and having seen with a sharp intellect, adhering to the inquiry, who am I and from whence, Arunachala Shiva itself shines full as the manifestation of I am that.